Overview from Matthew. Purpose: to present Jesus as the Messiah, the eternal King, to the Jewish people. Author: most believe the author was Matthew, or Levi, a publican who became an apostle of Jesus Christ. Time period covered: 4 BC to AD 31. Date written: probably between AD 60 and 70. Setting: the nation of Israel had already rejected Jesus as their Messiah and was soon to suffer severe judgment for this and the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. The book of Matthew was the last call of Jehovah to his people before those tragic events took place. Most of the events occurred in the area of Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Capernaum, Galilee, and Judea. Key people: Jesus, Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist, the disciples, the religious leaders, Caiaphas, Pilate, Mary Magdalene. Outstanding characteristics: the Gospel of Matthew is the most Jewish of the Gospels. Since the Jews' first question would be about a man's lineage, Matthew placed Jesus' genealogy at the beginning of the book, describing Jesus in the very first verse as the son of David, the son of Abraham. Jewish customs and terms are alluded to but not explained, for the readers already would have understood them. Matthew referred more often to the law of Moses than did the authors of the other Gospels, making over 100 references to the Old Testament. Matthew wove fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies in with discourses about the law and the kingdom. There is a distinct emphasis on righteousness, as this was the central idea of the Jewish religion. There is also more emphasis on Jesus' kingship than is found in the other Gospels. The other distinctive characteristic of the book of Matthew is its highly structured arrangement. Matthew had kept books as a tax collector and possibly had received some business training. He presents his material very systematically, grouping parables together and arranging the teachings of Jesus into 5 great discourses. Summary: the book of Matthew is the first of the 4 Gospels, the word gospel being an Old English word that means good news. Matthew is one of the 3 synoptic or similar Gospels, along with Mark and Luke. These 3 books emphasize many of the same points. However, they do show different aspects or views of what happened. The book of Matthew, along with the other Gospels, was composed of scenes and sayings from Jesus' life as his disciples remembered them and as God inspired them to write. The book of Matthew is sometimes called the apocalyptic gospel, as it has the most comprehensive account in all the Gospels of the coming of the Lord and of end-time events, Matthew 24 and 25. It is the only synoptic gospel that mentions the church, Matthew 16, 13 through 23, and Matthew 18, 17. Matthew began by tracing Jesus' genealogy from Abraham, the father of the Jewish covenant, through David, the beginning of the royal line, and finally Joseph, the legal father of Jesus in Jewish eyes. The miraculous birth of Jesus in Matthew's account focuses on Christ as king and includes the visit of the Magi, who brought gifts fit for a king, to the young child. Matthew then gives a brief review of Jesus' early years, Jesus' water baptism by John, and his defeat of Satan in the wilderness. Beginning with chapter 5, Matthew records Jesus' public ministry and the calling of his disciples. Matthew gives proof of Jesus' divine authority by recounting miracles of healing and that he even raised the dead. Despite the opposition from the religious leaders of the day in chapters 12 through 15, Jesus continued to teach about the kingdom of heaven, chapters 16 through 20. He prophesied to his disciples of his imminent death and resurrection. As his earthly ministry drew to a close, Jesus entered Jerusalem in a triumphant procession. Matthew then records Jesus' final days before the crucifixion: the Last Supper, his agony in the garden, Judas' betrayal, the mock trial, and Jesus' crucifixion. Finally, Matthew relates how the Messiah conquered death by rising from the dead. Jesus then gave his disciples a commission to continue his work by making disciples in all nations. The book of Matthew shows that Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecy concerning himself. It also gives a compelling argument to those who doubt that Jesus was and is today the promised Messiah.